Doc Smo here. Parents frequently ask me about why their toddlers behave the way they do. Why do they at times get aggressive and push or grab toys from other children? Well, they find some of their toddlers' behaviors disturbing, disappointing, and downright embarrassing. The symptom that parents bring up most frequently, usually at their child's 18-month checkup, is biting of other children. Why does little Janie bite other children, and is this behavior normal? Well, let's break this down in today's discussion that I have titled, Why Does Little Janie Bite?
It's Paul Smolin, MD, your PEDcast host, bringing you informative and entertaining knowledge on a wide range of parenting and child health topics. You have parenting questions. He has answers. It's portable, practical pediatrics on your schedule. And here is your PEDcast host, Dr. Paul Smolin.
I don't blame parents for dreading the call from daycare. Mrs. So-and-so, your child bit another child again, and it is time to find another daycare. Well, this call evokes feelings of embarrassment, disappointment, and downright despair in parents. Even if their child is not expelled from daycare, the stress of such a call and the realization they can do very little to change the situation is upsetting, to say the least. I can hear the distress in the parents' voices when they bring the subject up at Janie's checkup. So in today's PEDcast, I thought we would take a closer look at the origins and natural history of some of the aggressive behavior parents are likely to encounter from their children during their children's toddler years. Well, what are the behaviors we're talking about? Well, biting is just one, but there are others that I group into the disturbing category that I call unusual toddler behavior. Behaviors that are unique to children between 1 and 3 years of age, that are exhibited by otherwise normal children, and that are likely to disappear over time. When I use the verb biting in this PEDcast, you could easily substitute any of the other aggressive behaviors we are about to discuss. I think of them as all the same thing. The aggressive behaviors are things like grabbing, pushing, headbutting, hitting, and of course, biting. Just spend a little time in a daycare and you will think you are in a bar with a group of drunken sailors watching the toddlers go at it. Not a lot of diplomacy or self-control going on in that room. There's another group of behaviors that are somewhat unique to toddlers and disturb parents quite often, those that are intended to give the toddler a unique sensory event, things like rocking, headbanging, spinning, and even masturbating. But we are only going to focus on the aggressive behaviors in today's PEDcast. Well, why are toddlers so impulsive, you may be asking yourself, and is their impulsiveness normal? Well, I think the answer to the first question is simple. A toddler's frontal cortex, that's the front part of their brain, the place where they think through behavior and its consequences, just hasn't developed to a point where they can make socially acceptable judgments about how to react and how to behave. Janie was not born knowing right from wrong or how to deal with her anger, and she certainly doesn't know what behavior is socially acceptable. Properly handling anger or disappointment are learned abilities that you will slowly teach her over years and that require a functioning and trained frontal cortex to master. As I said before, a toddler's brain is just like the adult sailor's brain under the influence of large amounts of alcohol. Neither can control their impulsiveness. Neither group, the toddlers nor the drunken sailors, can stop their instinct to hit or bite, albeit for different reasons. They're up against the same problem, impulses to act that are unchecked. So you can see that a toddler who reacts to frustration by biting or hitting is normal since they don't have the ability, the reasoning power, the practice, or even the language skills to work through these situations. They just react and act on whatever impulse is driving them at that moment. Actually, these are the same impulses that we all have. Moments of resentment, embarrassment, fear, anger, sadness. And here's an important point to remember. Harshly punishing these aggressive behaviors probably won't change the child's near-term behavior. The child is caught in the stimulus-response cycle of thinking. Frank took my toy, and I am mad. I need to bite him. Well, that's not to say that you, as her parent or teacher, shouldn't react. I'm not saying that. I'm simply pointing out that you should not expect your response to change Janie's behavior quickly. Rapid change is not likely to happen since Janie still doesn't have the ability to think this through after you've finished your punishment. She still just has her rage that Frank took her toy. More on your response in a few minutes. Well, when do the aggressive toddler behaviors typically start, you might be wondering? Well, it turns out that toddler behaviors are not exclusively seen during the toddler years. These behaviors can be seen as early as 9 months of age, but typically are most prominent between 1.5 to 2.5 years of age. Biting, for instance, peaks between 22 and 24 months of age. And when should you expect these behaviors to disappear? Well, this typically happens as your child's language skills improve and they're able to express themselves without needing to resort to biting or other aggressive methods of communication. 2.5 years seems to be a turning point for most children, and disappearance by the third birthday is the outer limit in my experience. It starts to worry me. Well, as a parent, when should I worry when my child exhibits these aggressive behaviors? Well, generally speaking, if your child shows aggressive toddler behaviors under the age of 3 years, well, I think that's pretty normal. As your child begins to learn to share and express their wants and needs with words, aggressive toddler behaviors should fade in frequency. And remember, these behaviors have a lot to do with the child's environment. I think it is clear that children who are in group care settings from a very young age exhibit more biting and aggressive behavior than those not in these facilities. These kids are often just imitating the behavior they see around them. But daycare or no daycare, I think 3 years of age is the upper limit for a child should be resorting to these kinds of behaviors. Overly aggressive behavior in children 3 and above may be, and I repeat, may be a sign of a problem, like a developmental delay, especially of language, an emerging behavior disorder like ADHD, or a child who is experiencing abuse. I have also read that self-biting beyond the age of 3 years may indicate severe anxiety or even autism, but I can't say that I've actually witnessed that myself. Now, here's an important aspect of the whole discussion about toddler behaviors. How should parents and other supervising adults react to these aggressive acts? Well, if your goal is to stop the behavior quickly, that probably won't happen for reasons that we've already discussed. Toddlers just don't have enough self-control, consequence thinking, or language skills to handle these situations differently. But that's not to say that reacting to this behavior is fruitless. A child will eventually need to learn to stop these things. And here are a few ways you can start that process. You can show empathy towards the child who's been bitten. Maybe creating a little guilt and drawing attention away from the biter and towards the bitten, that might help. You might also make a timely negative statement if your toddler bites, like, "No biting. Biting hurts." But remember, if your response is not made very close to the time of the biting, it's unlikely to have any impact whatsoever, but will, over time, have an inhibitory effect for future biting. And how about this one? Try positive reinforcement when your child is restraining herself during times of frustration. "Good work, Janie. Frank grabbed your toy, and you just let it go. Nice job." Or model the behavior that you want your child to exhibit, like when you see them starting to tussle over a toy, show them how to solve this dilemma by showing them how to take turns or simply to go get another toy if one's grabbed from her, the child. Or, of course, there's always your grandmother's naughty corner. That's also an option, and I still think that's quite a viable option. And finally, try and avoid frustrating situations for your child that are likely to cause them to bite or become aggressive. See if you can keep them out of trouble. And here's my opinion. I feel that very harsh punishments, like spanking the child or putting bitter things in their mouth or getting out that old wooden spoon or even biting them back, are not necessary and may confuse your child or even make them more aggressive in the future. So let's summarize what we have discussed today. Number one, what are unique toddler behaviors? They are behaviors that have three essential features. They're aggressive behaviors that are unique to 1 to 3 year old age group. They're aggressive behaviors that are seen in otherwise normal children. And aggressive behaviors that in most children will disappear as the child matures. Why do toddlers in particular exhibit so much of this behavior? Well, primitive behavior go hand in hand with toddlers because of their lack of language, lack of experience, and impulsive nature. Time, patience, and gentle corrections will solve most of these behavior problems over time. Your parents did this for you, and now it's your turn. Be patient. If you are unfortunate enough to have a biter as a child and are experiencing a lot of negativity from the daycare center, or even worse, your child has been expelled from daycare, I'm sorry, but try and not take it too personally. What do grandparents often say? This too shall pass. And third and finally, when should a parent worry about these behaviors? Well, if your child hasn't learned to handle frustration without biting or other very aggressive acts by their third birthday, there may be a bigger problem at work, such as significant developmental delay, autism, ADHD, or other behavioral disturbance. In this situation, by all means, consult that wonderful person you call your child's pediatrician. I am sure they can be very helpful. Well, if you enjoy exploring topics in pediatrics with PEDcast, please take a moment to help spread the portable practical pediatrics word by liking the DocsMo.com Facebook page or writing a short review on iTunes or simply sharing an episode with family or friends. This is DocsMo broadcasting from Studio 1E, hoping that when your child dishes out an angry bite, you don't become too uptight. Until next time. I would like to thank the following people for their assistance in the production of this podcast. Dr. David Jaffe, the voice of the introduction. Robert Beezer, the composer-arranger of the intro music. Ann Gesner, my wonderful content editor. Benjamin Smolin and Jerome Moof, the talented musicians who produced this delightful theme music, Sarah Smolin and Nathaniel Horlick for their digital wizardry, and Wendy Smolin Esquire and Seth, the Rocket Man Barrister Jaffe, for their inspirational guidance. Thanks, guys.
By listening to this PEDcast, you agree to all of the terms and conditions found at the DocsMo.com website. This DocsMo.com PEDcast is informational only. Dr. Smolin does not diagnose, treat, or offer specific medical advice for your child. For specific medical advice regarding your child, consult his or her healthcare provider.